All right, Besiyata Dishmaya, we're going to be learning on the parasha of the week, Parashat Ve'et Hanan. Et Hanan is an amazing, amazing, amazing parasha, filled with so many gems. In general, the book of Deuteronomy, the book of Dvarim is as well, right? It's Moshe's Torah, giving over in a beautiful way. But this parasha is amazing. Why do I love it so much? Two key factors. One, it's about Moshe's prayers. And two, it's about the importance of getting into the land of Israel. The Moshe Rabbeinu prayed Vaitchanan, Taktu Tfilot. The rabbis teach us Vaitchanan is Gematria, right? Let's do it together. Vav, 6. Aleph, 1, you get 7. Taf, 400, 407. Chet, 8, 415. Nun, 415 plus 50 would be 465. Plus another Nun, another 50. 515. Moshe Rabbeinu paid 515 prayers, all on the same purpose. I want to go inside the land of Israel. And God said to him, Rav lach, al tosef. Don't add another word on this idea. Why? The rabbis explain, if Moshe would have prayed that 516th time, God, so to say, would have to give in to Moshe's prayers. That's how prayer, his prayer, that's how powerful his prayers were. And God said to him, please respect me and stop praying, because you're going to push my hand. We see this also with the Jews. Hashem tells us to not arouse too much love, to push the hand of God, to bring Mashiach too soon. Hashem has his time, he has his plan. Us causing too much love would, so to say, force God's hand, and we're not meant to do that. So as we hear it, Hashem had his plan, and Moshe needed to be outside of the land of Israel. It's talked about, right? Moshe Rabbeinu was buried outside of the land of Israel because there's people, there's Jews that are outside of the land of Israel, and they haven't merited to live in this amazing, beautiful place. And there's going to need to be someone that's going to lead them in to the land of Israel, and that's Moshe Rabbeinu. That's why he's buried outside of the land. It was said a few weeks ago also by Rav Meir Eliyahu Shita. He was talking about the Lubavitch Rebbe, and he said, I never understood, why didn't they bury the Lubavitcher Rebbe in Israel? Okay, you didn't come in your lifetime, but at least when you pass away, get buried in the land of Israel. And then he said, he realized that the Jews of America needed a kever of a tzaddik on that level just to power up the whole entire U.S. All of the Americas, so to say, the nuclear power plant of the U.S. is in Queens, to the oil of the Lubavitcher Rebbe. Had he been buried here, all of those Jews also would be left without the oil of the Rebbe. Right? So it's a similar inyan with Moshe Rabbeinu. So we're going to learn now, Mizat Hashem, a little bit of teachings on this. There's a pasuk that says, Ata achilota la'arot et avdecha et godlecha ve'et yadecha ha'achazaka. You now came to reveal to your servant your greatness and the strength of your arm. Asher mi el b'shamayim uva'aretz asher yaseh ma'asecha v'chi gvurotecha. Who in the heavens or in the earth could ever do the actions, the mighty actions that you're doing, God? Right? Hashem made it known to everybody, there's something else going on here. Oh, I hope everything's okay. Then the Torah continues and says, "Ebrana ve'eret ha'aretz ha'tova asher be'ever ha'yaden ahar ha'tov hazeh v'ha'levanon." Please, Hashem, take me up, take me to go see the land of Israel. I want to go beyond the Jordan. I want to go through. I want to go into the land. V'itaber Adonai bi lemanchem ve'lo shama elai ve'yomer Adonai elai rav lach al tosef daber elai od b'davar hazeh. Moshe says to the Jewish people, Hashem, God's filled up with rage against me because of you, because of the Jewish people. And he didn't listen to me, and he said to me, don't talk, don't say one more word, not another prayer on this idea of going to the land of Israel. And then what does God say? Ale, Rosh ha-Pisga v'sa enecha yama v'tzafona v'teimana u'mizracha u're'e b'enecha ki lo ta'avor te yarden ezeh. וצוות יהושוע וחזקהו באמצעו כי הוא יעבור לפני העם הזה והוא ינחיל אותם את הארץ אשר תראה. Go up to the head of the mountain and see with your own eyes. Look to the east, look to the north, look to the west, look to the south. See with your own eyes. You're not going to pass over this Jordan River. So now, what does it mean, Ale Rosh HaPisgah? Go up to the head of the mountain. V'sainech, and lift up your eyes. If you're at the head of the mountain, why do you have to lift up your eyes? If you're looking down from a mountain into the land. Tzurjman used to say, we all think that Moshe Rabbeinu's prayer wasn't answered, that he didn't get to come into the land of Israel. He didn't get to see the land of Israel. Tzurjman said, look, go to the head of the mountain and lift up your eyes. And then Moshe lifted up his eyes. Hashem took him like a bird and flew him all over the land of Israel. Went all over. He got to see everything in the land of Israel. Every single square inch of the land of Israel, Moshe Rabbeinu got to see. So what was the answer to his question? Don't pray anymore. You're not going to cross the Jordan, but come see the land. And Hashem did show it to him. We're going to get in now. It's a little bit from Rabbi Natan, impressive to understand a deeper teaching on this. Asher yaseh chemaasecha v'chigvuratecha. Who in the world could do the things that Hashem does? In all of Parashat Dvarim, Moshe Rabbeinu is trying to give da'at, consciousness, right, the holy consciousness, to make it known the greatness and the mercy that Hashem has on the nation of Israel. Even though they did what they did, right? All of Dvarim was hints. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu start his speech to the nation of Israel of rebuke with locations? Because he didn't want to tell them outright, you did this sin, you did this sin. No, remember when we were at that place? Enough. You get the... Remember when we were at that place? Remember when we were in that place? Just the place enough was enough to rebuke them. You don't have to go say the person's sin. Why is he doing that? To tell the Jewish people, remember all of those events, all of those mishaps, all of those mistakes? God still loves you. He's still going to be there with you. He's still going to bring you into the land of Israel. He's still going to bring you to the promised land. Hashem's still with you. And mechazkam, he's strengthening them by way of this. And he says to them, Lo tiraum, don't be scared. Don't be afraid of these nations. Don't be afraid of anything that's going on. Don't be afraid about anything. That was Parashat Dvarim. That was last week's parasha. In this week's parasha, he's talking about this, Binyan Elyonim Lemata V'Tachtonim Lemala. The idea that the lofty realms and the lofty people are really down, and the lower realms and the lower people are really up. That's the main aspect of Da'at, consciousness. It's talked about in Likutei Moran, in the second book of Likutei Moran, Tinyana, in the seventh teaching. Zayin. Le'edah she'ikar gedulat Hashem yitbarach nitgale al yedei ha'adam hazeh she'bezeh ha'olam daika. The main aspect of the greatness of God is revealed by way of a human being on this earth specifically. How do you understand the highest levels of God? Dira b'tachtunim, down here. Ki ha'malachim en yodim et Hashem yitbarach ve'en lehem koach kumo ha'tzadikim. The angels, they don't know of Hashem, and they don't have the power of the tzadikim that they have in this world. That's what it means, that Moshe begged Hashem at that moment. You started now to show your servant your greatness. Who in the world, what power is there in the heavens and the earth that could do such mighty acts like you, Hashem? Ki malach chinat el. It says, mi el b'shamayim. Who's an el in the heavens? Who's a power in the heavens that could do something like you, Hashem? What does that mean? The malach, an angel, is also called el. Gavriel. Right? All these different names of angels, they end in El. So El is also a way to call angels. And angels are B'Shamayim. Right? This is the type of angels that are called Elim, that the Zohar talks about. This is what it means. Asher mi El. That there's this aspect of angels. Asher yaseh chemaasechu gufuadecha. There is no angel, there is no power at all up above. Elim, malachim, whatever you want to call them. There's nothing in the world that could do the actions of God.
אבל בבני אדם התחתונים שהם דרי מטה, יש ויש שיכולים לעשות כמעשיך ובבוא דרך.
But the people in the heavens, there's no, there's מי אל כמוך, בשמיים, there's not. In the earth, is there anything that could do such mighty acts? There is, says Reb Natan. They're called tzaddikim.
Tzaddikim מושלים בעולם שיכולים לברוא עולמות. They rule over the world, meaning they can create worlds. Tzaddikim can create worlds.
כמו שאמרו, like it says, the rabbis in the Zohar, על פסוק, לאמור לציון, עמי אתה, say to Zion, you are my nation.
What does the Zohar say? That's a pasuk in the Tanakh. The Zohar says, אל תקרי עמי, אלא אימי.
Don't say, my nation, rather, my partner, with me.
So what is the pasuk? How do you understand it?
לאמור לציון, אימי אתה, say to Zion, go tell Zion, go tell Tzadik, Tzion is the point, the nikuda, the tzaddik. Go tell him we're partners.
Ma'ana avdei shmaya va'ara bemiluli afataken.
Like me, Hashem, I created the heavens and the earth with words, so too you can.
Lechen b'mekomot arbe. So too in other distant places in the Torah, it's taught as well. Ki b'chol chachmei ha'goyim, men kamocha aval b'Yisrael yesh kamocha. ועל כן אני מבקש אברנה.
That's why Moshe Rabbeinu, after all these prayers, what is he saying? Hashem, please, אברנה, come inside of me, take over. Please give me a newer level.
ואראה את הארץ, and I want to see the land. I want to come into the land of Israel.
There you have the all-encompassing included, all worlds are included inside the land of Israel.
ושם רואים עיקר גדולת ישראל בבית המקדש.
That's where you see the main aspect of the greatness of Israel in the Beit HaMikdash.
And he added more and more tefillot, more and more tefillot on this idea.
And even though that was the case, nothing happened until Hashem even turns to him and says, רב לך, אל תוסף דבר.
It's enough, Moshe. Don't add another word. Don't pray for this again.
That's the aspect of Saig lechokhma, shtika. What's a proper fence for wisdom? Silence.
Shigila lo she'achar kol ma she'hisig she'ein shum malach v'saraf yechol la'hisig, af al pi chen adayin yesh mekifim gevurim kol kach she'i efshar la'hisigam b'chiyuto. Mukhrach listalek bishvil ze.
Moshe says, Hashem now is coming to teach Moshe by way of his prayers the limitations of humans and the limitations of this life. Moshe understands that even in the heavens there's no one as powerful as him. There's God, but no angel can touch Moshe. Moshe down here in this earth is a partner with God. He opens his mouth, he can create worlds. And he's praying, I want to go into the land of Israel. And he's praying, and he's praying, and he's praying. Like Rabbi Nachman says in a different place, if you want something and you haven't gotten it, it's a sign you haven't prayed enough. Why? Because your prayers is the vessel to hold the light of what you're praying for. And Moshe is just going again and again and again. He gets to 515th and God says, shh, enough. Why? Rabbi Nathan's saying this is a fence for wisdom. In the heavens, there's no one like Moshe Rabbeinu that could create worlds. But Moshe can. Comes God and says, be quiet. Why? I want to teach you a lesson, that in this life, there's certain things that you'll never be able to understand. Yes, you know more than all the angels. Yes, you're Bala de Matronita, you're the husband, so to say, of the Shekhinah. You're the human being on the highest level, and you're higher than all of the angels. But there's some things that you won't ever be able to comprehend in this life, even with all the learning that you do. Some things you have to die and ascend to a higher world to be able to comprehend them.
מוכרח להסתלק בשביל זה, ובכוח זה, דייקה, יאיר בתלמידו, יהושע בחינת השגת מלוך לארץ כבודו.
It's only by way of Moshe dying that he would really be able to give over the message to Yeshua that the honor of Hashem fills up the whole entire world, that there's nowhere that it's free of. Right? All worlds are filled with the light of Hashem. That can only be comprehended in the land of Israel. Yeshua was the one that had to walk the people into the land of Israel. How could Moshe give him that lesson if Moshe never went inside the land of Israel? Moshe needed the lesson on his level, God saying, I have to take you out of this world, because there are certain things that you're too limited in this world to even comprehend. Until Yahushua himself, who is the student specifically, will take them into the land of Israel by way of that same power that he got from his Rebbe after the Rebbe passed away. Because he himself, Moshe, wasn't able to go inside the land of Israel. He wasn't able to do it. This is all from the wonderful levels of understanding of the mind. That Hashem, Dibarach, Hashem, does these wonders and with such great loving kindness, such mercy, to make people understand how powerful Hashem is and make sure that even the people living down here in this world understand that the whole entire world, all worlds are filled with the honor of Hashem. So too, this is again, he goes through again, right, the giving of the Torah. All of that was only to bring consciousness, only to bring da'at into the world. Like it's written, Ata horeta la'da'at, you now made it shown and instructed us to know, Ki Adonai hu ha'Elohim, ve'enot milvado. God is Adonai is the Elohim. Yud Kei Vav Kei, the transcendent one, is everything I'm experiencing in this world in nature. There's nothing besides Hashem at all. So too there. Ki sha'al na le'yamim rishonim haniyah davar gadol hazeh. Go back and ask from the previous generations, has there ever been something so great? Min ha'shamayim yishmiach et kolcha kolo. From the heavens you heard the voice of God. In the beginning of time there was nothing like the revelation of the Torah. Udvarav shamata mitoch ha'esh, you heard his words from within the fire. Panim bepanim diberi Hashem imachem, mouth to mouth, face to face, Hashem spoke to you. Moshe is reminding the Jewish people of all of this. Why? That they should remember the great power of a person in this world. That in this world, you're able to talk face to face with God. How much power do you have? Angels can't do that. What does it mean that the upper worlds are down and the lower worlds are up? That means that the angels can't speak face to face with God. And us that we're down here, we have the ability to speak face to face with God. What seems up might be down, and what seems down might be up. We need one thing to know, the land of Israel can include within it all of these aspects, right? So too the people in the desert, they complained that they didn't have the garlic and the onion and the watermelon of the land of Egypt. Where do all of those things grow? Inside the ground. And then they came inside the desert and they were eating from where? Where did the Jews eat from in the desert?
Man.
From the man. Where does that come from?
There.
The heavens. And they are complaining, we want the food from the ground. What does the land of Israel have? Fruit that's rooted in a tree that's attached to the ground and hanging in the air.
Mm-hmm.
It's the yichud, it's the completion, the unity of chutz la'aretz and the heavens, meaning the lowest places in the world, Egypt, and the highest places in the world, the heavens, come together in the land of Israel. The fruit is resting in the air, and the tree trunk is rooted in the ground. Right? You come into the land of Israel. We always talk, the land of Israel, the land of Israel, the land of Israel. What is it about the land of Israel that gets a person more spiritual? We're in the city, that you should know the answer to this.
The air.
The air. So what happened to the land of Israel, the land of Israel, the land of Israel? The air of Israel, the air of Israel, the air. Why don't we say the air of Israel? Because the land of Israel comes together with the air of Israel. The heavens and the earth unify together. When you're in the land, really what's purifying you is the air. Again, it's yichud. Eretz Yisrael has the ability to unify all of these worlds together. You can turn it off if you want.
Huh?
Turn it off. Another small teaching there, a beautiful pasuk that we say in Havdalah, and we say it a few times a day as well. It's from this week's parasha. It's in the third chapter, sorry, in the fourth chapter, fourth verse. Dalet, dalet. Vatem ha-devekim. Ba'adonai Elohechem, Chaim Kulechem Ayom. And all of you that are clinging on to Hashem, your God, are living. That's called life. Attaching yourself to Hashem is called life. Rav Natan says the main aspect of wisdom, of chokhmah, of holy wisdom, is to elevate and connect all of the things back to their source by way of us walking in the ways of our forefathers, our holy forefathers, to believe that everything in our life is connected back to God. Because Hashem, He created everything, yesh mi'ayin, something out of nothing. And He brings life and existence to everything at every given moment. Like it's written, Ve'ata mechayet kulam, you bring life to everything. Aval ha'apikosim, chachmei ha'teva, but the heretics, the people that believe in nature more than that they believe in God, and try to remove God from nature, by way of that, they want to uproot everything from their source. No, it's not from God. What do you mean? It came from a molecular cell from 3 billion years ago that just developed into a completely perfect human being with the most intrinsic, deepest level of wisdom and plumbing and intelligence and everything. That just came from a cell. It's not from God. The people of nature trying to uproot things from their soul, from their source, from their soul source. And they want to increase the wisdom and the appliance of nature in the world. And by way of that, they uproot everything. And that's why they're called dead in their life. Wicked people know the other side, right? Of tzaddikim b'mitatam nikraim chayim. Tzaddikim in their death are called alive. But what about the other side of that? The Chazal also give us the answer to that. Wicked people in their life are called dead. What's a wicked person? A person that goes against the Torah. They might be a nice mensch, they might be very nice in the street. But the Torah calls them a rasha. Why? They're going against the will of God. What does that mean? They're living too much in nature and forgetting that there's a source. There's a creator. They're living the creation, forgetting the creator. Mm-hmm. Right? How can you go and you do... Rav Kluge, I think, talks about it. Or someone else talks about it. That you go out and a person goes to the Louvre in Paris. And they see the Mona Lisa. Oh no, it was the Neshama Neshima, I think. Right? And they write a whole entire report about the Mona Lisa and doesn't talk at all about Leonardo da Vinci. How do you do a whole research paper, academic, a PhD on the Mona Lisa and you don't mention Leonardo da Vinci?
Right.
So same thing here. How do you live in nature and see all the beautiful things and not mention God? It's just nature. Just nature. That's called death. They don't want to bring life force into their mind. They have a mind that's connected to foolishness, to negativity. And therefore, Em tmeim u'metamim betuma chamura meod. People like that are tmeim, and they are metamim with tuma nora. They are impure, and they impurify with the worst impurities. Ki ehem yibchinat sita demota, because they're from the side of death. The highest level of impurity a person could ever have in this world is death. Right? Lack of potential. Impurity means lack of potential. When I was alive, I could go to the temple and serve. Now that I'm a dead body, all of that potential left it. That's the highest level of lack of potential. What's another form of this on a lower level? A woman's cycle. Right? It's the same thing. It's a flow of blood out of her. It's a lack of potential. That blood left her body. Also, impure, can't touch, separation. Why? Because that energy is so negative, it's so bad to get engaged with that we have to separate from our wives. We can't stay connected to God while staying connected to something that is so negative. So to a dead body or a dead animal, it's tameh, it's tuma. So to a dead person walking in this world, speaking in a way of death, speaking in a way of there's no God, there's no source of life, there's no ability to renew. Everything's just nature, that's how it is. It's written in the laws of nature, it has to stay that way. And that's why the Torah says, V'atem advekim ba'adonai Elohechem. Those of you that are clinging to God, Elohechem, that is the God of your nature, Chaim kulechem ayom. You are all called living. Living. Whoever is not clinging to God, you're clinging to nature? I don't need to say it in the Torah, it's just the opposite. If you're not clinging to God, which is called life, then, right? And that's why we have to be careful. We want to elevate people, and we want to help people, and we want to expand people's emunah. But a person that talks nature all day long,
We have to be careful how much we receive from them. How much we're around them. How much are we around that mindset, right? Reading the news connects you more to nature. There's no other way. This nation's going to fight that nation and this. If according to that story, we're all going to die in a few minutes. Mm-hmm. Right? According to the world news, we have a couple of hours until the whole world's on flame and we're all dead. Right? That's dead. You're already dead. You might as well. You read CNN, you read Fox, you're dead in a second. That's not life. Who is alive? Those that cling to Hashem. Those that are attaching to Hashem. What does it mean to attach yourself to Hashem? Connect to Talmidei Chachamim, learn Torah, pray, give tzedakah, do mitzvot, have a connection to the land of Israel, which is the land of life. These things are that. Chaim kulechem ayom. He continues and says in a different thing, connected to tefillin. What does it mean you're living, all of you are living today? And we all have to, you're all living, he could have just said. Why living today? Every day you have to renew yourself, Rabbi Natan says. You have to renew yourself even a few times a day, as if the day just started right now. Chaim kulechem, your life, all of it, hayom, it's today. It's renewal. Rabbi Nachman said sometimes in a day, he had to rebuke the system 1,000 times. To restart again 1,000 times. I throw out what I thought I knew, day just started right now. Didn't do anything today, brand new, wake up, modeani, 5 o'clock in the afternoon, you can do that. Start again. Start the day over.
Say modeani,
yeah, there's no problem saying modeani. No, but the thing is, stop for a second, take a few breaths, renew yourself. Okay, so what? You had a bad morning. The guy annoyed you on the morning. That has to be the story for the rest of the day. Can't you stop and renew yourself and get past the bad breakfast? Mm-hmm. Get past the annoying shachrit or whatever it was, the person that took your seat? You got a ticket in the morning, that means that's it. Now you're going to be in anger rage for the rest of the day and everybody that comes around you has to suffer. Because you had 3 minutes in your day that set you off. 3 minutes is going to consume the rest of the 24 hours. Restart. You lost emunah. Restart. Reboot the system. We all have technology. We all knows what happens when our phones don't work or our computers don't work. You shut it off, you turn it back on, and it works okay. If that's for a computer that doesn't have emotion, that doesn't have a mind, that can't feel the pain of working hard, it just slows down. Not more for a human. Go to the mikveh. Start over. Last thing, Chaim kulechem ayom, you're all living today. Bein tzadik, ben benoni, ben rasha, kol zman sheshem Yisrael nika alav, tzarich bechol yom leatchil michadash. Whether you're a tzadik, you're a benoni, or you're a rasha, as long as the name of Israel is on you, you have to renew and start fresh every single day. And that's what it means to be attached to Hashem, to cling to Hashem. That means that you're alive today. Your life today specifically, that you have to renew yourself every single day as if you're starting to live today. Chaim kulechem, hayom, you're all alive today. Today means only now, Bezat Hashem.